Welcome to Weird and Wonderful
PC Podcast.
I think it's time to start the show.
Are you as excited as I am?
By the sounds of it, no.
Hello and welcome to PCP. It's PCP 839. Today we're going to be focusing on the first ever homegrown festival in Brighton. Homegrown as in all the bands are from Brighton. There was 51 bands in total, 6 different venues, playing from about 2 in the afternoon until 2 in the morning, actually, in fact. I didn't get to see all of them, but I got to see quite a few. Let's begin with the first band that I did see. This is Mindframe, with a track called Rains No More. That was Mindframe, and a very enthusiastic and rather full crowd, actually, considering it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon when we saw them. Very good. Enjoyed playing the Green Door Store. I get the impression all these bands have all played all these different venues before, but it was nice to have the homegrown festival put together. So I should say a little bit more about it. When I was down at a gig a short while ago, it was after the Parliament Committee meeting that had been up in London, and Anna Molson, who was the owner of Melting Vinyl, had been there, and her friend Sally, who was there, the owner of The Hope, had said that she'd been there as well. She hadn't been on called to speak at all, but she'd been there, and she was on about the fact that she put together the Homegrown Festival. So I had a good chat to her about that, and she said it was something that she really wanted to do. And it was very good, it was too. So hats off to her and everybody else that got involved. As I said, six different venues. I spent a lot of time down the Green Door store, so I saw Megan down at the Green Door store. She's the lady that puts... runs it all, keeps it all running smoothly. I think the good, and that was nice to see that. Anyway, so that was Mind Frame, as I said, Reigns No More. They really enjoyed themselves. They were surprised at how many people came out, and I got the impression that from all the venues that it started off really well and stayed really, really full. No issues getting into bands, I don't think. I think some to a certain extent at different places, depending on the size of the venue. I was sticking in a sort of a reasonable size of venue, so I didn't have any difficulty getting in, but it was really good. Pretty good. While I was watching Mindframe play at the Green Door store, down at the Pipeline, no, not the Pipeline, down at the, where was it? The Rossi Bar, which is a place I'd never been to until that day, was Everyday Saints. This is them and Distress Yourself. Indeed, I rather enjoyed that. There was lots of great music. I'm not going to play 51 tracks from 51 bands, of course. That would be rather good of me, but I'm not going to do that because I haven't got the time and I haven't got the energy. And I haven't done that. So I've got 17 tracks, I should say, of this particular podcast, so it's going to be a good one, I hope, anyway. Well, anyway, that was Everyday Saints with Distress Yourself live at the Rossi Bar, which is a very small little bar. It's a companion venue to the Green Door, i.e. owned by the same people, and very nice it is too. Yeah, I really enjoyed that. And then I stayed at the Green Door store, and I saw this next band. This is really big, really clever, with a track called Maybe You Should Get Help. Maybe you should get help. I think that all the time. That was really big, really clever, performing for us live. Not that recording, that's something I found on the internet, but they were performing for us live, and they were really big and really clever. I really enjoyed them, really enjoyed them. Decided to take a walk after that, and we went down to the Rossi Bar, my first time at the Rossi Bar, and I wanted to see a band called Opal Mag. Now, Opal Mag, as with a lot of bands in Brighton, they're all connected in various different ways. So the band I'm going to play a bit later on is called Hutch. You've probably heard of them before. One of the guitarists, both the guitarists, also play in a band called Tin Man, and the lead guitarist's brother is the singer in Tin Man, and the lead guitarist's brother, who's in Tin Man, was also the guitarist in Opal Mag. Did I make sense? Not really. Anyway, they're all connected. I've looked online. I have tried to find something from Opal Mag. I think they've only been together probably about a month, or maybe a month and a half, and then nothing online. So I thought they were really, really good. So when something comes online and I find it, I will play it for you. But in the meantime, I can't. So let's go off to the Pipeline, which is a venue I've never been to and still haven't been to, but seen this band, who I have seen a couple of times. This is the Trip Westerns and Dead of Night. We'll be right back. that was the Trip Westerns with their track Dead of Night. And by the look of it, they had a rather good time at the Pipeline. I say by the look of it, because I've seen a few reviews and various different people were sort of taking photographs and talking about this stuff. But I don't know if anybody else has done a podcast as such. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But that was the Trip Westerns, and I rather enjoyed that. That was Dead of Night. Another band I didn't see live, but I heard a lot about, were playing after the Trip Westerns, Maximilian. This is a track called For Now. Maximilian, getting quite a bit of press nowadays. We'll probably see them, I suspect, at some point in the future. That was a track called For Now. Definitely worth checking out. Really enjoyed that. Right, I and my buddies were now making our way back to the Green Door store, and we caught the end of this lot. I've seen them before, and I would like to see a little bit more of them, but only caught the end of their set, really. This is Moon Idol and a track called Moments. In the darkness, I find Moon Idol on a track called Moments. I'd seen them in October last year, but was looking forward to them again. Didn't see an awful lot of them, as I said, but they're very nice. I've played that track before. Then, of course, we were waiting to see Hutch. Always like to see Hutch. It's nice to see them. I think it's probably about my sixth time I've seen them. I've played a few tracks of theirs before, but this is an acoustic version of one of their tracks that I rather like. It's called Mechanical Bull.
Oh, mechanical bull, I don't know why you try so hard. I don't know why you try so hard. Settle down.
Find a place in the heart of the
settle
country.
Settle down.
Find a place in the heart of the
settle
country.
Settle down.
Find a place in the heart of the
settle
country.
Down. Oh, oh.
This is not your last rodeo. This is not your last rodeo.
Try so hard, I don't know why you try so hard. settle down.
Find a place in the heart of the
settle
country.
Down.
Find a place in the heart of the
settle
country.
Down. Oh, oh.
This is not your last rodeo. This is not your last rodeo.
Was Mechanical Bull, the acoustic mix by Hutch. That one obviously featured harp, and there's no harpist on the live shows anymore because the harpist decided to move on to other things. She's still at university doing her bits and bobs, but she does other types of music as well. She does a lot of sort of ambient stuff as well, so that was quite interesting. But she's still available for some of the recordings, and that's obviously a recording when she was still in the band. But I do like Mechanical Bull. I do like Dan's vocals on that in particular. Really good. Right, we took another wander, and did we have lunch, evening meal first? I think we might have done. I think we did have an evening meal. We had a kebab. Oh yes, and then we went to see Leibniz, in the Prince Albert, always a great venue. This is, them. I've never seen them before. 3-piece band. Nobody, no home.
I'm
So while Leibniz were playing in the Albert, Glasshouse Red Spider Mate might have heard of getting a bit of a name for themselves. Were playing. Where were they playing? They were at the Folklore Rooms, which is a rather small and very intimate venue. But yeah, that was really good. I really enjoyed Leibniz, and we'll leave you with Glasshouse Red Spider Mate. See what you think of them.
Thank you.
Glasshouse Red Spider Mite. No, not the bug, but the band. That was a track called Erstwhile. Now, they're getting quite a bit of a name for themselves. I've seen a few people commenting about them, so I suspect I shall be seeing them sometime on the circuit soon. I'm looking forward to that. Very good. Now, here's a band I have seen before. Didn't see them this time, but they're always very good. They've just been to South by Southwest. They were looking forward to going by South by Southwest, and then, of course, the whole business of the American army being involved in South by Southwest means they and every other, you know, British or Irish band seem to pull out and do their own thing in Austin, I think. So good to them for doing that, but I hope they've enjoyed themselves. They won a competition last year at Record Store Day 2023 to have 500 copies of an album of theirs, or an EP of theirs produced on vinyl. And Record Store Day is coming up. It's on the 20th of April, 24, or Green Day, if you take that sort of thing. They're releasing that particular album. It's only available on vinyl, so I don't know if there's ever going to be a digital release, but I'll just play a track I found from them on Bandcamp. This is Curls, and a track called Nerve.
You find it funny, you got lots of money. Well, how about you pay your way out of this one? It's all you talk about, you know you always say the wrong thing. Not much crying for forgiveness. You got a lot of situations, baby, that you never figured out, and it's driving me crazy. Drink the poison first. You got a lot of nerve. You got a lot of nerve. You got a lot of nerve. Yeah. So drink the poison first. You got a lot of nerve. You got a lot of nerve.
excellent Curls, three-piece bands. Very good indeed. They were playing... where were they playing? Let me see a quick look. They were at the Hope and Ruin. Meanwhile, at the same time, at the Pipeline, were this band. This is Canned Pineapple. And...
Why don't the pretty women look at me? Are they looking while I'm not looking? Maybe they just don't see. Is it because I wear my organs on the breadth of my... everything dreamy, maybe I just shouldn't care. But if my heart grew any fonder, could I hold on for much longer? Why don't the pretty women look at me? Are they looking while I'm not looking? Maybe they just don't see. Is it because
why don't the pretty women look at me? Well, I think I know the answer to that question. I think it's something to do with a good face for radio, as they say. That was Canned Pineapple, and they were playing down at the Pipeline. I'm sure she'd take it over one night and call it the Pineapple. Yeah, very good, very good. Now, here's another band I have seen before. They were playing... Where are they? They were playing at the Rossi Bar. This is a track I picked up a couple of years ago. I saw them at the 234 Festival in 2022. This is Space Babe by Hypsilene.
You want more space, babe? Take what you need, mate. Give you a clean slate. Take what you need, mate. Space, babe. Take what you need, mate. Give you a clean slate.
Ah,
Space, Babe, by Hypsilene. They were playing at the Rossi Bar, and I shall be playing another track from another band that played the Rossi Bar in a few minutes. But I'm now going to go on to LSD. Now, LSD is the drummer in a band called The Trip Westerns, which I played earlier, and he's also a guitarist and singer in his own band by LSD, and this is a track called Homdrum. LSD in a track called Homdrum. He was topping out the bill at the Folklore Rooms, which seems a small venue for him because he normally gets a quite a bigger crowd. So that was very, very good of him to play that bill. I imagine that was more than excellent. And while he was doing that, I was at the Green Door Store listening to this lot. This is The Witches and a track called Maria.
We'll be right back.
Witches, a track called Maria. They were topping out the bill at the Green Door store. And I was topping up my night because I was knackered at this point, as I'd been up all day and I'd done an exercise class in the morning, and I was rather tired. And I probably should have done that exercise class, but you know, I like to burn the candle at both ends. Anyway, the night was still young for some bands and some people. So various people went off to go and do different things. There were two secret sets that had been arranged. The first was by this band. Never seen them before, but I'd like to see them. First of two bands I'd like to see, but I'd never seen before. This is Gaffer Tape Sandy in a track called Scrapbook. Gaffer Tape Sandy, a track called Scrapbook, playing live at the Albert, and very much headliners these days. I think they've been around a few years, but I've still never seen them. And looked forward to do that. I will do that one day, but it wasn't yesterday. It wasn't last week, rather, when I went to see this particular festival. Another band turned up. They were playing the Hope and Ruin, once again headliner material. This is Clit Drop and a track called Until You Showed Me. So that's a band, all in capital letters, two words. The first word is CLT, and the second word is DRP. So that is that Clit Drop? I don't know. That may be offensive to some people, I don't know. But that was a track by them. They were called Until You Showed Me, and I rather enjoyed that, and I would like to see them live at some point in the future. As are the last band, they were playing, what time were they playing? Oh, they were playing well into midnight, at the Rossi Bar. Yes, Rossi Bar. Another band I've heard a lot about, and rather like the sound of. This is Ideal Living and a track called Sanity, which I think I probably would have lost by then.
Upon the variant, the strain is all this panic still remains. This boomer zoomer tumor looming over and consuming as I climb these four walls. Sunny. Roasting its screens. Cups of tea. Where should I begin?
looking in the mirror. And I feel now that I'm falling down.
Was Ideal Living and a track called Sanity. They were playing the final set at the Rossi Bar. That was interesting, wasn't it? I liked them. They got a different sort of vocal sound and quite interesting sort of... I imagine they're quite theatrical. I don't know. I'm looking forward to seeing them as well. So as always was the case with any local bands, it's always nice to see them. Hopefully they'll be around again soon. Undoubtedly, they will be around soon. And hopefully that festival will be back next year. I think it was well organised, well put together. So big thanks to Sally and all the people at the various venues who put their stuff together. Hope you've enjoyed the tracks. I'll be back to normal next week, whatever that is. With tracks from the internet and all over the place. And I will have been gigging again. So maybe one or two live tracks as well. See you soon, folks. Cool, dark and high, walking faster than ever. Get a cool fizzing. PC Podcast.